getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
Hello.
Everyone is in attendance.
Yeah. We're
well
all
done
here, all. Sir.
Big show today. Men Are Idiots will get us off to a flyer, no doubt. Have you got a little sampler for us? Or?
Yes, I've. Johnny Depp is producing Michael Jackson's musical As Told by His Glove. Enough
well,
said.
That was bound to happen.
It was. That glove's seen a lot, I'm sure.
Hey, yikes. Guess what? We'll be continuing with my pub.
Oh, yes.
Around
it
Australia.
It all begins tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Brick lanes are plenty, going around for free. It's going to start tomorrow. In Brisbane, but we'll have our last chance to get
Christmas
people
Christmas party of the
call.
Century.
Huge.
What could go wrong?
Nothing at all.
All right.
Hey, we've got special guests coming in, Geraldine Hickey, and I can't wait to chat with her. I've just realised I've seen her. She's already here in the studio. We've acted together
really?
In a movie.
What?
Oh, yes. Boy. So I'll talk about that.
All right. I can't wait. Limo
yes,
will
he's
be
coming in.
Swinging by. I can't wait to catch up with all the wacky antics.
I've got music news.
Do you have?
Yes,
we've got
I have.
I Call Bullshit.
We have.
We've got that as well. You'll be busy today.
I will
and
be
of
busy.
Course, one of the music news items you're talking about is Elton John, who went Coco Bananas.
Oh, he sure
in Perth.
Did. He's had a hissy fit.
So we might ask you to give him a spray, just like Elton. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But, gee, guys, where do you want to start?
Well, do we start?
Is there any piping hot news? Is there anything that you can think of?
Well, I think there is.
That people need to know
yes,
about.
Yes, there yeah. is. First of all, Mick is wearing a suit.
Yeah, that's
yes.
unusual.
There's big news.
Now, and I haven't been to court.
Well, that was my next question. Have you been in court today? No.
No.
You have been.
Have you been to the races?
No. You have been to the Australian Film and Television Awards called the
yes.
Actors.
Yeah.
Because your show, Front Bar, was nominated for Best
yes.
Sports Entertainment Show.
That's right.
And you won, Mickey.
We won. Oh, back yes. off that. It was a popular Woo-hoo. Win in the room too.
Yes. That's brilliant news.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It was fantastic.
Do you know who you're up against?
I can't recall.
No, okay. Doesn't matter
they're,
now.
They're all distant to history's dustbin.
Yeah.
Wow. Well deserved.
Actually, it was actually a mistake. It was one of those Academy Awards style ones. Where they, instead of Moonlight, they'd be out the other one, but I just refused to give it back.
Well, no. Did you got up on stage? Did you do a speech?
I made a speech. I thought it was wooed the crowd. Women swooned. Men really? Went, I want to be just like him.
But was it a
it
good speech?
It was one of the greats. It was, well, you know, it's up to my usual standard.
Well, hang on, because your usual standard is a little yeah. dubious at times. It wasn't like this aria.
Oh, award Jane. For the funniest record of all time goes to yes. Martin Malloy for
somewhere deep inside me there lurks a darkness that's telling me to kill and kill again.
It stood the test of time that in that it's just as shit house now as it was when I said
Mickey.
It. Hi, do you know what?
What?
There's something I felt I arrived today.
Yeah.
Really?
There's something about receiving an award for going to the pub and drinking beer and talking footy.
Which is very cleverly put as a format of a show.
Well, it got a better response. Who thought it would win an award when I pitched it all those years ago? It didn't get quite the same reaction. And also, as someone who has been sacked by every network, to finally, you know.
Mickey, yeah. that is a really great. Now, who did you sit next to at the table? I want to find out all the details.
Well, this is the most incredible thing. So the last two, you remember when we were at the Logies, and the last two award ceremonies I've been at, and to date, I've been sitting next to Ron Idles. Now, Ron Idles,
yeah.
for those who don't know, is one of the most senior policemen in the country.
Yeah.
Who has nutted some of the biggest, nastiest cases in the history of this thing. Mm. And I'm starting to think this is not an accident.
I'm starting to think it's not too, because Ron has an opinion of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
He's spoken about you on the past. We got that clip from 3RW in Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah, have a listen.
You see any dodgy behaviour at the Logies where you might have thought about a citizen's arrest?
Mick Molloy was there. He was on
Wow. So how was he with you? Did he sort of size you up?
Well, apart from the handcuffing, I thought it was all fairly above board. But
so hey, that's a lunchtime function, isn't it? And then the other part of it, part two,
is tomorrow night. I think they're more pointy end with the film. So let's remember it was primarily a film award. But I don't know. If you haven't been there, it's hard to paint the picture, Jane, because I doubt you would have ever mixed in these circles. Have you ever won a... Have you ever been nominated?
We won an AFI award. Oh, yeah.
AFI?
Well, we have over the years. Well, maybe for Frontline we won a few ago, and maybe
okay,
for
cool.
The Dish, maybe Castle. For the
okay,
Castle.
Maybe for...
Any questions for Ben?
Hollow Men, maybe we won something.
Thank God you're here. I think you won a car.
Yeah, I think we did.
All right. You win this round, Kennedy.
All right. Well,
can I just say, just be careful, actors... throwing on a boozy lunch that starts at 1 when I have to do radio at 4.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's so cruel. You couldn't stay and...
That's cruel.
But you seem pretty good right now.
And don't worry, there's a car at the front and I'm going straight back to the show.
That spells trouble. All right, stand by, Mickey, because men are idiots.
Let's go.
We know that.
All right, coming up next, thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Mick Molloy's Pub Shouts is happening this week. And if you want to come along, what you need to do is jump on the phones right now, 133353. Tell us why you deserve to be there. And throughout the week, it's Mick's sort of farewell for the show for the year. It's our Christmas
pub crawl.
It's your pub crawl.
My pub crawl. My left around Australia. Yep. Thank you very much. I'll be shouting the Brick Lanes. Have your pale ale or your lager. Yeah.
Mickey know why you want to go. What you can bring along. What's your
absolutely.
Sort of...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have a party trick?
Oh, have you earned your ticket?
Yeah,
have you earned your ticket?
133353. Do that now.
Personally, I think you're a idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You are big trouble.
He has set off a world of woe.
I hate beetroot.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
All right.
Here we go.
May I bring the first idiotic man to the table?
I have a feeling you'll be doing it all, as usual.
Sure.
I don't know what we've done to you down the line, but you're like damaged goods, Kennedy.
No, I'm not damaged.
You are. You just feel, I don't know.
You be the judge of this one. Can I just say? So the idiot is the proprietor of the Daimaru Umeda department store in Osaka in Japan.
Yes.
He said on Thursday that to encourage bonding in the store, he has decided that any menstruating staff wear a badge featuring a manga character emoji named Siri-chan, loosely translated as Miss Period.
Men are idiots.
Any chick who has her period wears this badge so that people know how to go easy on her, if you know what. Because you know what women are like when they've got their period,
Mickey. Angry.
Can I say something? I've been thinking about introducing this at Kennedy Molloy.
For
some time. Just out with our team around the office.
You seem to know these things telepathically, don't you?
Just kind of.
You seem to guess it very well.
Takes the guesswork out of the snow.
They don't need a badge.
Explains a little bit here and there. Is that a bad thing? Is it? I know it's a little.
Well, look. This is off the back of the Japanese government wanting to. They were trying to enforce female employees to wear heels, heeled shoes to work, you know, just to make the girls look a little bit more attractive.
I believe
you don't want flat shoes on your woman when you're walking, do you?
Unless she's got a period badge.
Well, the double whammy.
Then I feel she can wear comfortable shoes.
Oh,
because she basically,
Some people are actually saying this is akin to modern foot binding.
Which I've always said.
You have always said.
There was nothing wrong. I admire that. You know me. I would like to send all women to finishing school and bind their feet from an early age.
Yes, you're right.
And apart from that, I'm very modern.
You're very modern. And that's why I love working with you.
How's his ideas going down in Japan? Can I ask? I'd love to see that introduced.
The word backlash has been used about 5 times.
What's the Japanese word for backlash?
Yeah, what's the emoji for?
What's the emoji? Probably an emoji.
The manga
for
emoji.
Guy in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
Apparently
the executive who did put out that credo, he's not available for comment.
Oh, okay.
He's
no,
down
I wouldn't
the
have thought so. He's been gotten to.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Well, okay. Well, that's
awful. Do you think that's fair enough? That's a good one?
I think the good on him, and good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Right. Here's one. This is just really a classic. Well, look, we all know about Johnny Depp. I'll just say...
He's a bit kooky.
Dave, yeah. Johnny Depp, let's just...
Men are idiots.
Full stop.
Is he a bit kooky?
He's always been kooky. The only time I ever loved him was in that high school show.
21 Jump Street.
What about Crybaby? Crybaby, the musical. No. John Waters' musical. He was great.
No, I think Johnny Depp should have hung up his police leather jacket in 21 Jump Street. That's enough. Pretty boy.
He's gone a bit weird. He has.
He's not
I liked
good.
Him in the Kate Moss era when Did they you? Were both going like
I liked him
11 out of 10. They were a good couple.
I liked him in the Winona period when he put Winona Forever as a that's tattoo right. on him. Then he had to get it off.
Hey, Dave, that's a Men Are Idiots.
There you go.
Men Are Idiots.
All right, now his latest caper is...
What's he done?
He is producing a musical about the life of Michael Jackson, which is idiotic enough at this stage of the game. And it's being told from the perspective of the late singer's famous sequined glove. Yes, a playwright has written For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorised musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove. It's described as a...
As told by the glove?
Yes, there's even a poster for it. It's described as a fresh, revisionist look at the strange forces that shaped Jackson and the scandals that bedeviled him.
Yeah, someone's back on the smack. That's all I'm going to say.
The scandals? The criminal acts, yes. I'm not sure if anybody will turn up to see that, and I can't see that getting off the ground.
Hang on.
What?
Let's not rule that out. Any story told from the perspective of someone's glove has my attention. Do you know what it's called?
Yes.
Smell the Glove, which was...
The Glove. Yeah, that makes sense, though. The rock and roll one.
I don't know.
Okay.
Who's playing the voice of the glove?
Well, I don't know. Someone.
Danny Glover.
Now, that's the first pun you've done.
Ever?
Yes.
Are you going to clown me or something?
Yeah.
Men are idiots.
Don't do that again.
I want to see this. In fact, I'm going to put funding into Johnny Depp's film about Michael Jackson told from the perspective
of
the glove. I can't believe this. I think he should get money from Dior, whoever does his perfume commercials, because this will be like a two-hour perfume commercial, but glovey.
There's lots of crotch grabbing with that glove, though.
There is a lot. Look, Samo, we've got some more idiots. Don't worry about that. And I think we have got all the callers ready to go, too.
Are we good to go?
Yeah.
133353. Let's get on board.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
You can get involved if you know an idiot. Why don't you share it with us? We're doing Men Are Idiots. You might win yourself a prize as well. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, it is. Okay, and give us a call if you know any idiots. A man in Maine, because it's just been Thanksgiving last week in the US.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he died on Thanksgiving after being shot by his own booby trap at home.
Men Are Idiots.
Okay, so apparently... he had been concerned that there were burglars in the area and he set up a booby trap with a gun, which doesn't seem very smart. And I think he came home and he forgot that he'd set it up.
He forgot he'd set up the booby trap.
And boom, and it killed him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes. So, unfortunately, I would say that's quite idiotic behaviour.
He goes straight to the top of the class.
Well, he does.
I
don't know what they put on his headstone there. they might think of something there. I'm going to put him straight up the top. I'm also going to put this guy who's been in court today in Sydney. This bloke allegedly stole 1,000 pairs of underwear from Sydney hotels.
Men are idiots.
All right. So there are reports at thefts at Ridges Hotel Sydney Airport, which I've stayed at numerous times.
Oh, have you? He's probably got a pair of your underpants.
Well, good luck with that, mate. That's where all my spanks have gone. I thought I was missing something. Let's just say he had a little penchant for underwear. He also broke into hotel room at the Ibis Sydney World Square. now, what happens is when you are a knicker thief, you tend to hold on to...
Hang on, I'm going to write this down.
You tend to hold on to said underwear because
that's your thing. It's a trophy.
It's a trophy. And They are also CCTV might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
And just say you might work at the hotel or you might have, you know.
Right.
You might be caught out and they might go to your home and they might go, my sure. Lord, that's a lot of underwear in your drawer. So anyway, the matter's been adjourned till January 20. So we'll just.
You know what? Call me old fashioned. What happened?
Oh, yeah, you're old fashioned.
What happened to just scarpering over the back fence and pinching something off the clothesline?
The clothesline.
Line.
See,
when
this is
did
the
you have to
No
go
one uses a clothesline anymore, Mickey. No. And where do you go en masse? For a whole bunch of undies, hotel rooms. Mm. There you go.
All right. No one does their knickers au naturel.
They don't.
What is all that about? The only thing I've ever stolen from a hotel was I have been known on occasion, drunk coming home, is to eat off the trays out the front of the rooms.
I may have been with you at some stage in the last few years where a spring roll may have gone astray.
If you see it, it's largely intact.
It is, and untouched.
And you're on your way home and you know room service is shut.
Yeah.
I see no issue with lifting the odd silver lid on a tray as you bowl past. It can get
I have to say about that is
men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
We've got someone on the line. Daryl's on the line. Daryl, do you know any idiots?
Yeah, I know an idiot.
Yeah.
Who?
I live with my housemate, and he decided to start the lawnmower up last night. There was an empty beer bottle underneath it. Oh.
Men are idiots.
Right, now what was the sound that it made?
Zippity-doo, zippity-doo.
Yeah, it was pretty gruesome.
Okay, now that would have been akin to
very gruesome.
That would have been akin to a pipe bomb, right?
Yeah.
That started up. Surely that sent in glass flying around the room at a high speed.
It went everywhere, Mick. I'm telling you.
Daryl, I'm just a bit concerned everywhere. There's a beer bottle on your lawn. What's going on?
Well, there's a beer bottle all over the place. So.
Okay. Well, I think that's a sign, mate. You either need to get a wife or clean up yourself. Not I'm saying that the wife needs to do it. You've got to have a bit more respect for your backyard.
Do you have a beer bottle in your hand right now there, Daryl?
Yeah, I do.
Good on you. Cheers, mate. Glad you've knocked off.
Get yourself a sit down, Moa. Yeah. Right. Daryl.
Okay, now.
That's the only way.
Men are idiots. Now, Mickey, you are currently in Sydney. We know this because you have been to the Actor Awards where Front Bar has won an award.
Taking the chockies.
Taking the chockies, which is excellent news.
All right, and I'm also starting my lap around Australia.
Yes, you are.
The greatest ever pub crawl Christmas party stop work extravaganza this country has ever seen. We're coming to your town. We're going to ply you full of Brick Lanes, and they're free. Get on board. Give us a call. 1-333-5-FREE.
Thanks to Brick Lane, bricklanebrewing.com.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Christmas, Sydney,
Newcastle, Melbourne. Calling out around Australia. Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well,
I don't think anything can go wrong, can it? Because it's just going to be good times.
It's going to be good times. We're going to ride to the gates of oblivion on a horse called Destiny. There's trouble brewing, and the brewing is being done by Brick Lane, who are the best in the business, and we are going to ply you full of their content, of course, in a sensible and realistic
and
fashion.
And good time manner.
And it's going to cost you nothing because it's my shout. Mm. This is my little treat to our listeners around the country.
That's very generous of you, Mick, because you are one of the big wigs, one of the big brewery owners in Australia.
As I said, it's like letting the mice run the cheese factory.
Yes.
But
doesn't get
I'm
better.
Prepared to do it. I love my beer, and I want you to enjoy it too. So I'm coming down the eastern seaboard. We've already inducted some people from South Australia. West Australia coming.
Yes.
It's going to be huge. But let's start and find out who wants to come. It's not too late. We're not fully subscribed. Mm. Chris is on the line. Chris, why do you want to come, mate?
No, he's turned 49 today.
Yeah.
He accuses me of being a loose cannon whenever we're out. And I want to challenge him to drink a beer every day for the next 365 days till he turns 50 and then see who's in front.
One beer a day.
Now we don't necessarily condone over indulging.
Well, one a day, there's nothing to
one a day might be medicinal.
One a day?
It could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get the ball rolling.
Hey, Chris, I reckon you're in.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Going to go to the Newcastle one. We're going to send you to that and see Mickey there in Newcastle, mate.
Oh, that's looking good, by the way. Choir Boys.
Oh, is that right?
Unreal.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Nice.
Beauty. All right.
Choir Boys will be doing our Sydney and Newcastle shows. So how's that?
Oh, my God.
How's that for Brett? They are a pedigree.
You don't get better pub bands than that.
They are the quintessential pub band.
They are.
That's what it is. This is the greatest pub gig of all time.
Well done.
Hey, Vicky.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Vicky. Do you live near the Newcastle pub that Mick will be at?
Oh, I'm about 20 kilometres away, but I'm sending my son-in-law.
Oh, your son-in-law? Now?
Yeah.
Now, did your daughter know about this?
I just rang her and told her.
Well, you're a nice mother-in-law.
Why does he want to come? Why should he be there?
Because I often say to them, hey, did you hear Malloy and Kennedy last night? And they go, yeah, he's so funny, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, I'll try and do this. I've been trying for a couple of weeks to get through.
Oh, Vicky.
Wow. Vicky, bing, 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 it's your lucky day.
All right. They can come.
Well done.
Thanks, Vicky. Hey, Sheridan.
Hi, Jane. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, tell us why you would like to go and hang out with Mickey Malloy and share a Brick Lane beer.
Because I've been sick for a couple of weeks with the Cambodian flu, and I've been bedridden. I've been trying to get through, and I just want to meet a bona fide actor award winner.
Oh, hot off the presses. Your lucky day.
Hey, play your cards right.
Bang, you're in, Sheridan.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Steady. Okay, Sheridan sounds too nice and lovely.
Sheridan, you sound like you're up for the One Love Pale Ale, so I'll keep someone ice specifically for you.
Thank you so much. You have made my year.
Oh, well, awesome. We'll have a good night. It'll be a rocking night. Don't you worry about that.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much. We've got lots of chicks on board here. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Michelle. You want to head along?
We would love to come along.
Now, where would you go? Where's closest for you?
We're Newcastle.
Oh, hey, geez, we're getting a lot of calls from the Newcastle
area. And a big shout-out to Newcastle.
102.9 Triple M Newcastle.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us.
Massive ratings last week.
Great
for the station,
ratings.
Number one in Newcastle.
And the Newcastle the Triple M breakfast team will be on board as
Tanya and Steve.
Awesome. Tanya will be there. I like Tanya. I don't care for Steve.
Michelle, you're on board. Well done.
Right,
stand the line.
See you there.
Now we've got Beverly on the line. Beverly, who would you like to send along?
I'd like to send my son, Harry. He's a fireman and a doctor.
Well, he's
bang,
the perfect
bang.
Package.
He's in and he can bring whoever he wants. Will he bring you, Beverly?
No, we'll be bringing another fireman friend. He's just done 2 sessions up on the front line in time.
Great stuff.
And then he went back to the John Hunter and did 7 nights of night duty. So he's ready for a night out.
Beverly,
what a
great mum for thinking of your son. Yeah. It's a great idea. And they get
stuff.
A slab of Brick Lane too, don't they, Mickey?
They're on the way. All our callers today will be getting a slab of Brick Lane. So, Beverly, that's coming your way.
Okay, we're running out of time now. Then we've got a few more calls.
Just go to Nathan. Nathan,
okay.
One more.
Hello, Nathan.
Hey, he's going there.
Yeah, good. Nathan, tell us why you'd like to go along.
Oh, I love Mickey. I love the front bar, and I just would love to have a beer with him.
Oh, do you love beer?
Oh, I love beer.
And where would you? Which one would you go along to?
Melbourne.
Okay.
Melbourne.
Have you always lived in Melbourne?
No, I just moved down here about 5 or 6 months ago from Wagga Wagga.
Oh, well, I couldn't think of a better christening than to be in a pub with Mick.
The Melbourne show will be myself, Adam Rosenbach's, one of the finest comedians ever produced, and
Scott Darlow.
Our mate Scott Darlow will be on board
to
punch out some songs. The Brick Lane will be free, icy, and flowing, which is how it is served up best. Well done all.
Now, tomorrow you're at the Breakfast Creek Hotel in Brisbane for the first of Mick Shouts 2, thanks to Brick
Look
Lane
out.
Brewing.
Here
all
we
right.
go.
Up next,
We're
Geraldine
up
Hickey.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Our next guest, comedian, radio host and actor Geraldine Hickey has had a big 2019. Her comedy show, Things Are Going Well, took out the prestigious Piece of Wood Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we've loved her on Have You Been Paying Attention?
The message, escape, hide and tell.
What's that all about? Geraldine.
That's what you do if a priest asks you to come to
It's not priest related.
Geraldine stars as Dr. Stephanie Huddleston in the new TV comedy series Metrosexual, taking us into the world of the Metropolitan Sexual Health Clinic.
You all right?
Yeah. I mean, I would have laughed more. It's just that
You were literally scraping tissue off my cervix.
No problem.
And ahead of its premiere tonight on 9Go, we welcome to the show Geraldine Hickey.
Yes, we do welcome Geraldine here to Kennedy Malloy. Hi, Geraldine.
Hello.
Hello, Geraldine.
It's great to have you on board here. This is your first time that you have been on our show. My apologies for that. Should have been sooner. That's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's my fault.
It's your fault.
I'll take it. It's great to be here.
Mick, Geraldine and I have, Geraldine reminded me, of course, that we have worked together on a movie.
We're both actors.
Yes, we are.
Well done.
You've only done one movie, haven't you?
That's right.
Mick was in Ride Like a Girl. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
Oh, no. Nice.
It's a very good film.
And it's a very big role that he had in it. But we played parents of school children who are doing a school concert.
Well, you played a parent and I played, was doing a school concert and I was the teacher that put the concert on I was...
And we didn't think very highly of your concert.
No, and rightly so. it was a horrible
teacher. Now I'm intrigued. What was the concert?
One of those, it was not quite Shakespearean, but it was a bit...
Imagine a drama teacher that is a drama teacher because they're a failed actor.
I don't have to imagine that.
No. That's the role that I was playing.
Okay.
And of course, we were very complimentary to our own children about the performance behind the scenes. We were just saying that is the worst piece of I've ever seen in my life.
And I heard them. I was in the background.
I think we said so terribly mean. Directed, et cetera. But, you know, actoring was the thing. Now, Metro.
How can we see that? How can we see that?
First of all, I'll tell you how you can see it, if you don't mind for me to go on about it, tonight and tomorrow night on 9Go at 10:15 p.m. Now, that's very easy to find, even for Mick Malloy. You know how to find 9Go?
Just so you know, that's for the new show Metrosexual, not for the thing that we actually...
No, how can you see what we're in?
That's what I want to see. Let's park Metrosexual just for a minute, I'm sure is brilliant.
I'm sure you can probably see it on YouTube, but it's Biddy O'Loughlin, who's comedian Fiona O'Loughlin's daughter, who's a filmmaker and director.
What's it called?
Yeah. Well, what is it called? Thespians.
That's what it was called.
Yes. Well, no wonder that slipped from your mind. It's so hard.
Anyway, well, we'll get on now to Metrosexual.
Let's get on to the main meal.
Tell us how this all came about. This is about you. I'm trying to imagine you being very sensitive, playing someone who runs a sexual health clinic.
Yeah, I'm a doctor that works in a sexual health clinic in a metropolitan. That's why it's called Metrosexual. And it all came about one of the guys who, Riley Nottingham, who's the other lead in the show, is also one of the writers, messaged me on Twitter about 2 or 3 years ago and said, hey, we're writing a web series. We think you'd be great. And this is around the time that I was in doing these VCA films. So I was just like, I just thought it was another student. It's just like, yeah, mate, I'll help you out.
Whatever.
But then lo and behold, years later, it's a real thing. And I've never known anyone with such naive optimism for this.
Well, he's young. That's something to
do. Well, can I say, they've led with a stunning print from the series. And this is the one I'm looking at right now, which is you parked between a woman's legs.
Oh,
which are parted.
Yes.
While you seem to have a shocked look on your face.
I did a lot of face acting whilst looking between legs on this series.
But even though it is comedic, this is one of the reasons that you're putting it out, I imagine, is that it's not really that funny when people have a sexual transmitted disease and sexual health is very important. So
this is
the grown up part. We've got to be grown ups about this, don't we?
It is very important.
Yeah, come on, Mick.
We do have while we do it in a comedic way, we do have a positive message to get across, and that's, you know, essentially you want to get checked for STIs. Like, for example, chlamydia is the number one STI in Australia and there are no signs for it.
Us and koalas who really are the... and there are no outward signs. You could have it for years and you don't know, and it can affect fertility as well, can't it? I remember going for, and everybody just deal with this. I went for a pap smear once. We talk about the intrusion of some doctors, and a woman was doing it to me, and this was years ago, and she goes, oh, are you in frontline? I just went,
or I had someone
that was a bit inappropriate.
It just was in the middle of it. The doctor went, so I've just got to step out for a moment and left the speculum inside then walked out.
Girls, this is an idea I'm working up on the fly. Celebrity pap smear.
Don't worry, he's really had this idea for a long time.
It's a reality series. Where are the cameras
set up?
There's an all-star cast that you joined, including Joel Creasy and Ryan Shelton, Joe Stanley, Toby Truslov, a whole bunch of people.
How good's that?
It's
That's
a really good cast, so check that out. I can't wait to see that. And you've also just been in Tasmania with our friend Celia Pakola doing an episode of
Rosehaven. I finally got a Guernsey in that. I'm very excited. Because Celia and I were housemates for a very long
time. That's true.
Yeah. And so when...
Mick, you lived with comedic housemates for a long time.
I have indeed. So. It throws up many possibilities, script-wise.
Well, Celia and I, when we lived together, it was when they first started writing it. So, her and Luke would sit at our kitchen table and write it together. But unfortunately, there'd be scripts lying around, and unfortunately, my dog took a piece on one of the scripts.
Okay, he should get a script editing.
Is this the one they've waited to series 3 before you've had a role?
Yeah, probably.
That might be it. Hey, Geraldine, thank you so much for joining us today.
You can
see that tonight and tomorrow night on 9Go at 10:15 PM. That'll be worth checking out.
Aussie
and also,
comedy.
Things are going well at Sydney's Comedy Store. That's the 7th of December. Tickets are comedy.com.au.
Good
Thanks
work.
To Geraldine Hickey.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
On Lookin', a source close to industry, source insiders, our friends of associates, speculation, room eyewitnesses.
Harry and Meghan, Christmas with the Clooneys.
It's time to call bullsh**.
Well, I don't think this
Here we
is.
Go.
We just call this segment this because sometimes the magazines are true, sometimes they're not.
Well, they're not ever true.
No, they are sometimes
true.
Yeah, they
are. Not.
Sometimes
Jane
they are.
Kennedy.
Sometimes they are.
You're being
I'm just
silly.
Saying it. I'm not being silly. All right. What about
What
this
do you
one?
Got today?
Prince
what are the women's
Charles,
bags?
Prince Charles plans to boot several royals out of the royal family when he becomes king.
I call bull.
Or do I? Because he has said when the Queen dies and he is king, he wants to reduce the monarchy to a core group consisting of just his own family. Prince William, Dirty Prince Harry, their wives and their children. And that's it. And it all stems from Prince Andrew and his...
Hang on, Jane Kennedy. She's not kicking him out of the monarchy. He's not excommunicating them. He's doing is say you don't get to stand on the balcony for special occasions.
Same diff.
What I'm saying is you're out of the loop. You're not in the main picture.
No, but they're not. This is huge. As a royal watcher, this is huge news. Sorry, and if you don't watch The Crown, then you don't know what you're talking about. It's true. This is the biggest news to hit the monarchy.
He's just saying get out of the photo, right?
No,
you're no longer part of the big picture.
He's saying you are not opening the new soap factory in Devon. That's what he's saying. He's saying you are not turning up to... I'm just off the top of my head. We're not going to have this passing of the guard of the stupid men.
Yeah, but you still go down to the Frog Nuts Cottage and...
They can.
...die it out on the largesse of the public.
Well, you
You're just not
that.
In the photo. You're just not in the photo.
You watch the purse strings tighten and it's Prince Andrew's fault. He's ruined it for everybody. Everyone.
We're a bit quick to judge with this and I...
Oh, my
like
God.
Well,
who are you
Prince
defending?
Andrew.
Who are you defending?
Prince Andrew.
I call bull.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a good egg.
What are you talking?
Here we go. Here's some more headlines for you.
Went to the Falklands, you know.
Yes, that's
can't
right.
Sweat. Can't sweat. He's never been able to sweat can't ever sweat. Since.
This is from New Weekly Headlines. You ready?
Yes.
Married at First Sight, Sarah. My stalker wanted to eat me.
I call bull.
Hey, now, I'm not saying that in
who's
a good
Sarah,
way.
By the way,
she's one of the
current series or last series?
No, last couple of series, and she was one of your larger lass girls.
All right,
Jesus, this segment's happening.
Well, you know
a train
what I mean.
Wreck. This
well, I'm
be
saying
called,
larger lips.
I call
lass.
Train wreck.
No, she's got chilling letters sent to her from a stalker. And I don't know why it basically says he wants to eat her.
I had a stalker who wanted to eat me once, but their eyes were too big for their stomach. I said, good luck with that.
All right, now, Kendall Jenner, she's addicted to binging.
I call bull.
Do you know why they're saying this? Because she was at the football or the basketball, or no, she's at the football, and she was, this is ridiculous, she had a paper plate full of hot dogs. There were four hot dogs and she started to eat one. People going, there's no way that supermodel is going to eat four. Well, she'd eat four and then she'd have to run to the toilet.
She woofed?
Well, she did. That's terrible. All right. Harry and Meghan divorce.
Oh, already?
Front page of the Woman's Day. The fight that ended it all. They've had a huge fight.
They got the scoop. No one else is running with this?
No one else is running with this.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that? No one else is running with this. Here's another one.
So they've made a statement. They've come out and said they're having a divorce.
Well, no, they haven't actually.
But they haven't?
No. Women's Day.
Women's Day's just joining the dots.
They've got a photograph of them and they're chatting in a car and she's got her hand up. And it looks like she must be saying, I've had it and we're getting a divorce. That's what they're reading into that.
Oh, so you can't see her lips as she utters the words,
no,
I want a divorce.
You can't see that at all. All right.
Women's Day, you say, have got that?
Yeah. Women's Day. It's an exclusive. Bombshell.
Very exclusive.
Bombshell. Leo DiCaprio.
Even Harry and Meghan aren't aware of it.
They aren't aware of it. Leonardo DiCaprio and Lady Gaga caught out.
I call bull.
Wait, who?
Now it's Leo and Lady Gaga. They're just trotting around every man in town for Lady Gaga, but they had a secret date night and there's a picture of them. Well, is that Leo? It's a guy in a cap.
Right.
I don't know how Leo can fit it in. He's spending most of his time organising the burning of the Amazon rainforest.
Now, what's that all about?
I don't want to go into it.
All right, you don't want to go into it. One more can I do?
One more to go out.
Wills and Kate, it's twins, our Christmas miracle. Do you know why? She's wearing a dress. And she's like a size zero and she looks like a size two in it.
Is that the story? I read a story where they said she went to the hospital and was following around midwives for like a morning or something.
That's right. Also, she's not dyeing her hair. She's got, they've said, they've pointed to the roots in her hair. And when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to use hair dye because it's got an additive in it that you're not supposed to use. So that's why she's pregnant with twins.
Good luck to her.
There you go.
Good luck.
Don't
well
say
done.
I don't look
good
after
segment.
You with all my woman
right.
stuff.
Hey,
good
coming up next, guys, Limo is in studio. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. We're going to go Cocoa Bananas in this next hour. Music news coming out our wazoo.
We have.
Including, we need to get to the bottom of something James Rain said on the show. It's caused a huge
furore
within the music business. We'll get to the bottom of that.
It was good value, wasn't he, on Friday?
So great.
He was great. Hey, we're also going to do Give Him a Spray.
Oh, yeah.
This is your chance. Well, in honour of?
Sir Elton John. He has given the security guard the spray of a lifetime, and
what
it hasn't gone down well with some people, actually.
No, but it's going to be your chance to enter the fray and give him a spray.
Yeah.
I've got a couple
Have
I
you?
Need to haul off on.
All right.
Don't you worry about that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Limo joined us, he filled us in on Will.i.am sky-high dramas.
He said, I don't want to believe it was racist, but I was treated poorly by a flight
He's
attendant.
He's named the flight attendant.
And he had his noise-cancelling headphones on, and they said, put your laptop away, and he kicked up a stink.
If he was distracted because he said he was laying down some beats, and that's what Will.i.am does.
I didn't realise he was laying down some beats.
No, he was laying down some beats.
Please welcome back to the show, Limo.
Hello, Limo.
Hello, team. Wonderful to be with you. Mickey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On winning an actor award for
Frumper.
Yes,
that's right. They've had the, they've split the actors sort of, they do this now. They do a lot of awards, one awards on one day and the others on the other on
well,
a night.
Well, there's the main event, which is Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But look, there wasn't even a category for sports light entertainment last year. So good on them for having one.
Well,
so
you've won the inaugural.
We've won the, it's the inaugural sports light entertainment
very nice
program.
Work.
There we go.
And it's primarily a film industry awards night, but our own record of account, the Logies, doesn't have a category for my show.
That's unbelievable.
No, it used to, but it doesn't anymore.
It doesn't anymore. And when you consider that sports programming is probably the only live light entertainment on TV these days, it seems...
And there's a lot to offer. There's a lot in those categories as well. You can't quite remember who you're up against, but never mind.
The win was so emphatic. Yeah. They were actually the only nominee in the category.
There were quite
there was a popular win, and people look at me differently now. And I get a bit more respect around the place.
I'm looking at you differently, Mickey, because you're wearing a suit and tie.
Yes, is this the outfit of choice for the actor? I thought actors wore some groovy sort of...
polo next
going
or something.
On? Yeah, some skinny skinny jeans, no socks.
Yeah.
Pair of boat shoes. I changed down. I wore pantaloons to
and a puffy shirt.
A puffy shirt. A frilly shirt.
You
I went full Shakespearean. I held a skull in one hand as I made my speech.
Hey, Mickey's got a monocle hiding away there somewhere too. Hey, Mick, I don't take this personally, but how do you go doing the top button up on your shirt?
Look, it depends on the cut. It can be a struggle.
You mean around the neck?
Around the neck, I can.
So what happens to boys? It's hard.
Well, a lot. If you're a fat necker like myself, you just can't do the top button up.
Yeah. Well, why don't they make them bigger? This is what I've always had a bit of. Well, maybe I'll call that forgive them a spray.
Because then you get around town looking like David Byrne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the loosey goosey.
Demos Roussos. Yeah, with some sort of giant cake.
Don't worry, the moo-moo's not far away. The captain is dangerously close.
So, Limo, Mick was at the Actor Awards today, but you were at you hosted a very prestigious awards night.
I did. I hosted the Civil Contractors Federation Awards Night. Now, this is an Australia-wide awards night.
So that's Civil Contractors Night of Nights.
It's their equivalent of our Logies.
And are you able to explain what a civil contractor does? For those who don't know, okay, I'm all over
it. So these people, blowing my mind with the stuff people build. So there was like building bridges. You know,
wow, clever.
They show time lapse of the bridge starting either side and meeting perfectly in the middle, which blows my mind every time it happens.
Are they tunnel people too?
They do tunnels, they do roads, they do all sorts of stuff up in Queensland, reconstruction of the.
It's quite clever, isn't it?
It's amazing. Clever. There was one the award winner built a pipeline from Wentworth to Broken Hill. That's 300 kilometres.
Wow.
They brought it in under budget and ahead of time. And I thought, I had my kitchen reno recently. It was double the budget and was handed in 3 months late.
That must be private contractor. It can't be under the federal government, that's for sure.
Do you know what I think of when I see these big projects done? And they are clever and incredibly, take resourceful and take a lot of energy and brain power. All I can think of the engineering students at uni who were the biggest bunch of dickheads, the guys who would throw up in their own underpants and wear them out to a gig. They were
a rowdy bunch from memory,
Well, in that case, Mickey, this next award might be more suited to the people you remember. There was one category, the winning company, I think might have been a company called Interflow or something like that, they had to repair a sewage in Melbourne. Mm. So they were 20 metres underground, standing in live sewage for months while they were fixing the pipes.
Well, I was about to say, holy shit.
Yeah. And like literally standing in 50 centimetres of actual existing.
They need more than a civil, they need a better award than that.
I said to them, you need an Order of Australia medal if you're pulling that off. But if you're working down there and you need to go to the toilet.
Well, hey.
When in Rome.
Just drop it directly. So if you think you're having a bad day in the office, just think about those blokes who spent months down there.
That's an incredible thing.
It's amazing. And then you finish work, just get the train home.
One of those guys left the office of Kennedy Malloy to work there.
Hey, stick around, Limo, and come back.
We want to
talk about when it's time to retire. When do you know?
Yes.
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank everyone who voted. Everyone who voted, the actors.
Bit early for you, Mick.
Yeah.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Limo in studio as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Why would they ask you to do the civil engineering gig and I wouldn't get a call for that? I would have thought that's my hard hat humour is solid.
Is it a bit bluer than usual, that gig?
No, I didn't really work that blue.
It can go the other way.
I mean, it does suit Mick, though, because Mick normally works in high vis when he does stand-up.
It does work both ways. Yeah. If you're doing union gigs and you're doing stuff, you think of Manly, they have to be very careful because they are being monitored within an inch of their lives.
Right. And they might have the bosses or the board of directors there and their wives or something, so it might be a bit... But remember even when we're at like the Radio Awards, Mick, and we wanted to play something, but you've got to be very mindful that there's people that are still sensitive.
I did a corporate gig once with the guy who was for a construction company, and a guy goes, I said, what are the rules? He goes, mate, no rules, say whatever you like. So I started talking to the audience, at which point a Asian woman burst into tears and ran from the room, and the entire table she was on emptied, and the bloke came on and goes, well done, son, you've just cost us $2 billion.
Oh, no.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. Because they would just teed up some big new, like a high-rise building.
And she was a visiting dignitary.
She was the wife of a visiting dignitary who were investing with the... I said, what are the rules? He said, none.
Right. And I've heard your no rules material.
Did they ask you back the next year, Mickey?
Well done, son. You've just cost us $2 billion.
You've got to be careful. I was at the Radio Awards one year and I was presenting an award, and as a joke, I said, now to all the talent out there sitting at the table with your bosses, look across the table at your boss because they will sack you one day. Mm. Anyway, I got sacked by mine less than 12 months later.
So, planted the seed, I did indeed.
Well, we're on a bit of a link to working and retiring, but you brought to my attention earlier today, John Wayne Parr, remember this name? He's the bloke who beat Anthony Mundine Saturday night.
He did indeed. And you ask yourself the question, John Wayne Parr's been around for years. He's had 150.
He's a kickboxer.
Yeah, 150-odd professional fights. He's a dead set unit. And he fought Anthony Mundine, who's been around for a while. And you think to yourself, are these boys getting too old? True story, John Wayne Parr, today, as we speak, has sent himself in for a hip replacement.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
That's after 167 fights, I think, is it not? Is that it?
Exactly.
That's a fair few.
It's a fair old career.
It is. But the hip replacement is sort of one of those... it's not like a ligament, you know, when
the hip... that's an age arrangement. And Anthony Mundine, as he had his own issues...
His Zimmer frame
got caught in the chair walking in.
Well, ringside doctor was checked to come to the ring to check his prostate. No, we're good.
Ding, ding, ding.
He won that round.
And the women holding up the signs were from Studio 10.
Let's just say that it was kind of like the National Geographic look in those bikinis. Time to hang up the boots. They always go on too long. Name me another profession where they do not know when to quit as much as boxing.
Oh, okay.
I think they do hang on longer in boxing than anywhere else. However, I've done my research, Mickey.
Yeah.
And you know when you become older than the oldest athlete in a particular sport, you think, well, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I remember when Steve Waugh retired from the Australian cricket team, I thought, well, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to play cricket for Australia.
Right.
The oldest Olympic gold medalist ever, 64.
Okay.
In what discipline?
Wow. Oh, can we guess?
Have a guess.
Oh, I'm going to say high jump.
Decathlon.
Javelin.
Oh, I know. Shooting.
Yes. Oh, well done, Jane.
I just use
logic.
Shooting is a Swedish guy. He shot all the other competitors. His eyes were terrible.
You kids, you crazy kids, I told you not to come around here. Bang, bang.
Cataracts,
But he picked up Olympic gold at 64, so the dream is still alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he couldn't climb onto the top of the dais. They just had to put him in the bronze position.
Wow.
As high as he could get. Do you know this? Also, the first drug cheat at Olympic level was also a shooter. It was alcohol, which acts as a beta blocker.
Right.
All right.
Just lowers the pulse rate a bit.
To steady the hand.
Okay, so who said guns and alcohol were a bad mix?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. if guns and alcohol didn't miss, you'd never see a road sign with holes in it.
Of course not. Of course you wouldn't.
That's my point.
You make a very good point.
I'll tell you an industry that people never retire, and that's radio.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
For starters. I mean,
who are you talking about?
Well, I'm not talking about anyone in this room, but I know we've seen plenty that have probably had their day on AM. Just saying.
AM's on the way out.
AM's in my future somewhere. So
Limo, what's on the agenda for this week? Got some gigs coming up?
I don't have any gigs this week, but tickets are just on sale for the Adelaide Fringe.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
All right.
I'm doing a show called Limo Younger Than Brad Pitt, because I am younger than Brad Pitt.
Your opening line, or?
Well, do you know why it's good? Because I've just saw in magazines, I've seen a picture of Brad, and it's the first time I went, he's looking old.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've called
it. That ruins it for my show. Because I am starting to get old. I'm at an age now where I used to groan when I get out of a couch. Now I groan when I get into a couch. I'm at an age now, Mickey, can you relate to this? I'm at an age now where I go to bed fully fit and wake up injured.
Well, if we're going to see anything like that, that's hilarious. So we get along, get some tickets. How do we
Please
do that?
Get involved. Right. The Adelaide Fringe website.
Great, good on you.
All right,
Limo. This is Kennedy Limo. Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Now across the nation,
Kennedy Molloy's music news.
Well, a news that I know will thrill you boys. The Pussycat Dolls are coming to Australia.
Is that?
Yes.
I like the music.
You do? This will be one of your favourite songs. Don't you wish your girlfriend was
hot like me? Is that the Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was about to say, I couldn't name a song from the Pussycat Dolls, but I have heard that.
You have heard
what
that
else
one.
Would they have done that I would know?
Other songs.
It's the only one I know.
Yay Ho, you know, Jay Ho, Yay Ho, you know.
No, well, I can't identify it from that rendition. Here's my point.
Can you get another one for me?
Where do they stand in the girl band?
Pretty high. Well, what's your scale?
Not Spice Girls. I'm saying Spice Girls are probably
the number one.
Yeah,
I'd say they're
midway. I reckon.
Midway.
Cheetah. We're a cheetah.
Oh, Cheetah would be it. Right, number one for me.
That's a song called "When I Grow Up" as well. Sure.
Yeah. So I don't mind the bass. Yeah. What about who else? What about Bucks Fizz?
But there are two boys in Bucks Fizz.
Okay,
so Destiny's Child would be right up there.
Destiny's Child, absolutely.
Someone was doing all the heavy lifting in Destiny's
Child. Well, I beg your pardon.
Am I right?
No.
That is true.
No.
She couldn't sing
Crazy Right Now with those without the other two girls. Crazy Right Now, love. Now, I'm not singing anymore, so stop. Stop encouraging me.
Destiny's Child. No, this is interesting. Destiny's Child.
And you know who they're going to be? You know who they're on the same bill with when they're coming out? Smash Mouth.
Oh, right, okay.
Hey Now. You know that.
That'd be a fun band to see.
Like, that would be a fun band.
Hey Now, you're a rock star. You know why I love it? Because it's on the soundtrack to Shrek. My boys get up and dance.
I love that too.
Guess what I did with my boys on the weekend?
What?
I've showed them another movie, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, yes.
Now, did they like it?
Yes, so Jim Carrey, I'm weaning him in on Jim Carrey,
who's
one of my favourite comedians
early.
Of all time. And so I did The Mask, because I didn't like The Mask, but The Mask back, I thought, I'll try my luck, and it was great, but I forgot there's two sex scenes. There's one when he's getting, let's just say, oral sex,
wow.
And it's completely wild. It's a shot from the upper part of the torso, but it looks like he's being attacked by a shark.
So what did you say to the boys?
Well, what's going on there, Dad?
I'd love to hear this.
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
What did you say?
I said, oh, they're just having a wrestle. He's being wrestled by the lady. Yeah. Mm. Oh, okay.
Yes. Wow.
He looks like he's in pain, Dad. Yeah, but it's good pain.
Just please wait a few years for Dumb and Dumber.
What else?
Okay, now we had James Rain in on Friday, and he was great. Yeah. It was great to catch up with him, and we were talking about the Arias, and we said, "You must be in the." We know that Australian Crawl's in the Hall of Fame, but you must be in. And he said, "No, I'm not." Well, let's have a listen.
You would have performed at the Arias many times.
No, I've never been asked.
Oh, really?
What? No, I've never been asked.
But you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm a Hall of Famer, yeah, but I've never been
asked. But that's
asked.
A load what? Of
I don't think I've
bollocks.
Ever been asked to go.
That is unbelievable. That
is. Okay, so off the back of that.
He would be fantastic.
Of course he would.
Yes, we've had some news, haven't we?
If he hasn't sung Reckless at the Arias, there's something wrong with
I
this
agree.
Country.
I don't know why. Anyway, we've heard from Dan Rosen. Who's
Dan Rosen,
the head,
the CEO
we?
Of the Arias, and said he's welcome any time he wants to come. Any time, any year, James
well, is
welcome.
That like to attend or to perform?
Well, to perform, I guess. Well, let's just say it.
He rang after the after James the was on our show. Yeah, he was listening.
Did Dan he Rosen. Respond at all to my claim that I should be a future Hall of Famer, given that I've won three Arias?
I'm guessing not.
Discuss.
No, I don't think.
No,
because
I don't
that's guess. Getting some traction out there.
Not really.
Who's saying?
From you.
Who's
getting traction? Not many other people.
That would be a popular inclusion. Look, if Daryl Braithwaite can be a Hall of Famer.
Don't start again
horses.
With your diss on my friend Daryl Braithwaite.
He will,
he's
seriously.
He's my friend too.
He's okay, right. I'll tell you who you don't want to get in trouble with, and that is Sir Elton John. This is crazy.
Wow.
He was performing in Perth. It was part of his farewell tour on Sunday night. Mm. And a security guard stopped a girl, sort of tried to come up on the stage, I think an enthusiastic fan, and the security guard was heavy-handed, I guess. Well, unfortunately, it didn't go down well with Sir Elton. He had a bit of a spray. Have a listen.
Hey, here's your security guard with girls. F*** off. Get out of here immediately. Come on.
Who's he talking to?
Morons. Both of them. Morons. You don't treat girls like that. Leave her alone, you turds.
Shush.
Damn.
Goes,
it's a little bit funny. Holy cow. Wow. Oh, and then now there's been a brouhaha because people are saying, well, they're just doing their job. Sometimes you want them to do the job, sometimes you don't. Make up your mind, won't you? Other people were saying, oh, it spoilt the atmosphere. But you could hear the crowd cheering a bit. It was just a girl.
It was in Perth.
Yes.
What was the name of his wife?
Renata. Oh,
Renata. Yeah, bet she would have supported it if it was her trying to reach the stage.
Take her away, you two.
He's notoriously, he chucks a tantrum.
Oh, yeah.
He's been known to do it. He's been
packed. He's had a spray. Rod Stewart, he had a spray at recently.
Notorious tantrum thrower.
He is. Yeah.
They do. And is this a cue
I think
for...
it is.
Are you ropeable?
You think I'm mad?
Not a happy camper.
Perhaps I am.
Had it up the pussy's bow.
Very angry indeed.
Fuming, livid, irate.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Then it's time to pick up the phone.
You've got to get mad.
Kennedy Malloy's Give Him a Spray.
Not happy, Jack.
133353, you can get involved. Give them a spray. Time to get it off your chest. It's
we
Kennedy
Malloy. We've got a prize for this too, don't we?
$250 fuel voucher and an Armor All car pack as well, thanks to Armor All. Looking
that's
good,
awesome.
Mate. Yeah, best call
so
I guess that.
If you're angry enough, you'll be rewarded. Can I start?
Yes.
Are you wanting to give a spray? Tim friggin' Payne.
Oh, I know why. Yes.
You've got a bloke on the verge of breaking the all-time run-making record.
Yes.
You're playing against a weakened Pakistan.
You've still
it's
got an
on
hour
day
left.
Two. There's an hour left of play. You can give him seven overs before lunch. He's on 335. He's got Hayden in his sights. In a game where there aren't that many highlights anymore, and in a series where you may be struggling to get highlights, this would reverberate around the world. The pink ball test,
it's outrageous. Stopped. One
the
of the perfect times.
He would have made it, too.
He would have made it.
So imagine if you've got a guy in the minute of... Remember that guy who ran the marathon?
Yes.
And he's about to break the two-hour mark?
Yeah.
How about I'm just going to pull you in now.
Oh.
We're not going to finish today. You idiot, Jim Payne.
Okay.
What were you thinking? You robbed us of a moment.
Why did he do
so
that?
So angry.
Why did he do that? I'm angry too.
Well,
it would have been
he technically made a good call. Because you would do that in any other circumstance, but maybe, just maybe, with the greatest run chase ever.
Outrageous.
The greatest runs ever made in a test innings.
Very
up
disappointing.
For grabs.
Anyway, he did do all right. We still say it.
Yeah, he did.
But it's disappointing, right? All right, I've got one.
Sure.
I don't think you took that seriously.
I did take it seriously because I'm furious about it too. I really am.
Do I win the fuel voucher?
No, you don't. Okay, one's just come to hand to me.
Yes.
And I've just realised this. Pete Davidson, who's on Saturday Night Live, you know the guy, he was engaged to Ariana Grande.
That's right. He's borderline nut.
Yes, he
okay,
is.
Well, wait for this one. He's taking extra precautions now to protect his comedy shows. He's reportedly making attendees of his show sign a US $1 million non-disclosure agreement before admission. One fan who went to a show in San Francisco posted pictures of the contract. So it says... The signer cannot give any interviews, opinions or critiques about in any form whatsoever, including blogs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram or any other social network. Meaning you cannot talk about or discuss his comedy show outside of the room at all.
Right. Now.
Come on.
I'm going to put it to you that could be part of the act.
Oh, really?
I'm going to put it to you that he's might be...
Do you think?
Making a point about the general hysteria attached to this. And
well, then I
again, he may not. He is a nutter.
He is a nutter. Because I think what's happening is stand-up comedians around, like this is off the back of Louis C.K., I imagine, too. They're doing pretty ripe material for people who are paying to see them. And then people are saying this is what they said outside of it, out of context, and everyone's going berserk at them and shutting them down.
Well... In which case, he's got a fair point.
In which case, he has a fair point anyway. But everybody gets a spray. Whatever. I'm angry.
Hey, yes. You've got a good one for someone on the team here, don't you?
I have.
It better not be me.
Yeah, it is you.
What? I mean, what?
The going to the staff Christmas party as Batman.
Why would that be a bad thing?
You are
it's
the laziest.
It's heroes and villains, and you just said you pulled your Batman costume out of the cupboard that was a
Halloween.
A Halloween
costume. It was
costume.
A Halloween costume,
so what?
Mate.
Everybody else went and found something.
It was a heroes and villain theme.
Okay. Since when's Batman been your hero?
Hey, Dave, it's heroes and villains, yes. But you know what? Ordinarily, if you were sneaking in and making up the numbers, but you were hosting.
Oh, no. I was just, yeah,
when
okay.
the host comes out in a saggy old frayed Batman costume that's still on the pong, that's got sweat stains under the arms from Halloween, and looks like you're wearing just giant derps on the side of outside
was it
of
a proper
Lycra.
Costume even?
It was. Well, it was from Kmart, so it was cost me about $50.
$50.
Thank you. I'll tell you some of the other.
Well, James,
costumes on our
James
own show.
Went as Greta Thunberg, which was very good. With
can we post
hair.
A picture of him as
yes,
Greta Thunberg,
yeah,
please?
He has a very angry face like hers.
Whitney went as the office manager?
Yes, Whitney went as Fee, our office manager.
Pretty good, I thought.
It was very good. We've got some people want to spray.
Let's go.
Jason, you want to have a spray?
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Who do you want to spray, mate?
At the court system for letting these idiots off that go around lighting all these fires.
Well, okay. I think you're generally, we're mucking around down the shallow end of pool here, but that's a serious one, and of course we all agree there should be enormous ramifications.
There is, and I think the problem is there's so many kids involved.
But
so
we get your point, and you're dead right, and
thanks, Jason.
You're saying what we're all thinking.
I agree. Worth a spray. Ben, who do you want to give a spray?
Oh, I'm angry. I'm frustrated.
Go ahead.
Why? What's happened?
My employer.
What?
My grandfather passed away 2 months ago.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. But today I get asked for evidence because I took some bereavement leave and they asked me for evidence.
Oh. Wow. What do they want to do? Turn up with a coffin?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. How long have you worked at that company, Ben?
15 years.
Mate.
Oh, that's
that is unbelievable.
We got a price for Ben because that's rubbish.
Man, that is bullshit.
Armor All Ultra, looking good, mate. Easy. You got $250 fuel voucher and the Armor All car pack.
And what can you produce?
Can you, what's
what
the proof?
A death certificate or something?
Picture
is that
of
it?
The funeral.
Yeah. Picture of the order of service.
Oh, that's right.
Or a picture of the obituary.
Everyone's gone bananas. That's bonkers.
I'm really annoyed.
I am.
All right, well,
terrible.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that, guys.
Like it.
Love it too. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the Holden, Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Doesn't get any bigger or better or badder than the badass Holden, Colorado.
This is
the
our last week of Holden, Colorado.
Oh, is it?
And singing our song and our love for the Holden, Colorado.
Well, let's go out with a bang then.
Why
and get
not?
In contact with Richard. Richard, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
First time caller, second time Colorado owner. What are you?
First time owner since May this year.
Oh. Since May this year, and it's a game changer, isn't it? It's changed your life.
It's a wonderful car. We're having lots of fun.
All right, well, car, I'm not sure. I'll go with truck, ute, or king of the road.
King of the road in an awesome colour. You got your red Colorado. It looks awesome. What have you done inside? You got all the gear with
looks
it?
Looks amazing.
Yeah, we've put a CB in, but the big change has been the engine. We've taken the diesel out. We've put a supercharged 6.2.
Wow.
That's
well,
amazing.
There you go. You got a nickname for the car?
Yeah, I call it Big Red. My wife, Lynn, it's her car. She drives every day, and we're just debating what to really call it.
Well, it's got a V8 inside and a UHF radio.
And where are you based, Richard?
Yeah, we're in Port Macquarie.
Oh, how'd you go with the bushfires?
Yeah, we're all safe at the moment. Lots of spot fires, but the RFS are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah, well, a big shout-out to everyone in Port Macquarie, an area I love. Special to me because in our childhood, very young, that was the place we went for holidays.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I can remember at Christmas just playing totem tennis on my front lawn for hour after hour. And it shaped me.
It did?
Thank you, Port Macquarie. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Richard, where have you had the Colorado?
Oh, we went down to Bathurst, and last weekend, or was it 2 weeks ago, I went down to Supercars at Newcastle.
Oh,
you went down to Bathurst?
Good
you didn't take
you.
It on the mountain at any stage, did you?
Oh, it went over the mountain very well.
What's your accent? Where are you originally from, Richard?
I'm originally a Yorkshireman in England.
Oh, okay.
Well, they don't spend unless it's wisely,
they wouldn't have many Colorados around there, would they?
They have a few utes, so I don't think he loves
that.
That
is high praise
Good
from a Yorkshireman
you,
if he's shelled out on the Holden, Colorado. Good on you, Richard.
That's our show for today, everyone. Joel Creasy, Julia Morris, and Dr. Chris Brown tomorrow.
And
see
our
you
first ever pub crawl.
Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.